Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Here we go, Kid Nation. Time to play Beat the Bank ATM Extreme.
I was flipping it.
Yeah, you're flipping. It's all good.
Extreme ATM.
So we still got $5,000 in there. Your chance to win that $5,000, which we will give away today. So if we don't win this hour, next hour, we're going until we have a winner. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-IT.
Do you know the PIN? The numbers you're working with are 0467. And we're looking for callers number 13 and 15 to play. So good luck while you dial in. And I just want to remind you guys, our kids' trip is 6 weeks away.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to be going to Disney World again in about 6 weeks. Which is really cool. We already got all the families. They've been told they're going on the trip.
Yep.
And before every trip every year, the kids charity, our charity, sends a questionnaire out to each family so we can get to know them a little bit better.
Okay.
Before we all head on off to Disney World. Well, we got this letter back, and we wanted to share it with you this morning.
Okay, this is such a sweet letter. May I?
Yes, sure. Kelly, you may.
Thank you. As the dad, I'm usually the last to know things, but that's typically because my wife takes care of pretty much everything. For this, though, I happen to be the one who opened the envelope. Libby, my wife, has had to take on an extra house cleaning job to help pay the bills, so she was gone at the time. I opened the envelope and read the first sentence. Time froze. I read the first sentence at least four times. Dear kids family, we are very excited to announce your family has been selected to attend this year's kids trip to Walt Disney World.
Yay.
When you have a child with a chronic illness, you adapt. You have to. Part of that adapting for us was to take that dream that every parent has, the one of taking your kids on a trip to Disney World, and you put it in a box, and you put that box away somewhere in your closet because you know it's going to be out of reach. Well, I've learned one sentence can change everything. I didn't even read what came next. I just immediately called my wife. When she didn't answer, I started texting her pictures of the letter we just got. And when she finally got the messages, she called me back in disbelief. I'm pretty sure her feet didn't touch the ground the rest of the day. Then finally, my first real thought hit me. It was on acts of kindness. You see, I knew that a single act of kindness could have a big impact on someone, and a single big act of kindness could have an impact on an entire family. But when you receive a gift like this, one that is built off hundreds, if not thousands, of individual acts of kindness from people you've never even met, that gift carries a lot of weight. So I thought about all the people who have contributed to this act of kindness, many of whom I'll probably never get a chance to meet, many who will never even know my family, but still they gave. I thought about all the other families who've received this in the past, those who are going with us this year. I thought about Caroline Craddock and how without her passion to keep this charity going, we would never have this opportunity. I thought about the love of our friends who nominated us and the hard work of my wife to help see us through. Receiving a gift like that is very humbling. An act of kindness like this gives families memories. It gives my family memories that we will keep forever. And then I thought, we're going to Disney World!
Yay! We are going to Disney World!
And that is from Landon Carlson's dad, Stephen.
And
Stephen,
I know you said that many of these people will not get to meet you. You won't get to meet them. But they will get to know your family when you go on this trip. We broadcast it, and we talk to you, and we talk to the kids. And our goal is to put the pictures up so you can see where your money goes when we go on this trip. So they will definitely get to know your family. Can't wait to meet Landon. By the way, if you...
And Steven,
of course. And if you want to donate, you can always donate year-round. I know we already did Kids Day, but you can go to kidskids.org and donate year-round. So if you want to get out there right now and you're at the office and get the whole office to donate some money, that's cool with us. You can also text year-round. Text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. We will always take donations, so don't even trip on that. And we actually have another way to make some money with Caroline Craddock, who's in studio with us right now.
Good morning.
Hi, Caroline.
Crying before 8:30.
Oh my gosh, I know. That caught me off guard.
So sweet. Yeah.
Every letter that is received by these families, it changes them. Every single one of them, which is really cool.
Sure it does. Yep.
And they didn't have to do that. That was just literally our intake questionnaire of like, who's your favorite character? And
right.
Felt the need to.
Who do you want to ride a ride
with?
Yeah.
So that was above and beyond. So nice.
That was a beautiful letter and
beautiful thing.
So Caroline is Kid Craddock's daughter. Kid was the host of the show before he passed away, and when he passed away, we kept the show going, and Caroline kept the charity going. Mm-hmm. She is our fun, you know, our CEO of fun with kids. And you...
Chief Happiness Officer.
And you've kept your music career going as well.
I have.
While you're running the charity.
Luckily, yeah.
But you get to blend those two together.
It's a perfect thing. I perform and I give all the proceeds to Kids. So it's a win-win for me.
So you're not making money on your career. You're just turning it right back to the kids.
Yeah.
And you have a new song for us.
I do.
Okay, so tell us about this song.
It's called Stronger. I wrote it at the beginning of the summer, and I kind of wanted to do, we've had some kids like theme songs in the past, and I kind of wanted to do another one, but it's so hard to write a song like that that's not super sappy or super cheesy.
Yeah.
So I kind of looked back and I examined my life and like, what do I want to hear if I'm a kid in that situation or if I'm just a person that I'm friends with. This song relates to everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's called Stronger. It's about, I kind of wrote on some personal things like going through my dad's passing, and now I truly am a better person for it. I learned a lot of skills that made me better, and you know, I'm still crying like crazy. I'm still sentimental, but it's made me a better person. So it's just talking about the obstacles that we face that you can come out of. And my favorite lyric is diamonds don't break because we're all diamonds.
Ooh.
So it's kind of a kids theme song. It's kind of an anthem. I'm really proud of it. It's kind of got John Mayer Waiting on the World to Change
little
vibes.
Yeah. Okay. And this is the world premiere.
Yeah,
you guys want to hear Caroline's new song Stronger?
We do.
Well, here you go. Caroline Craddock, Stronger, on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If I tell myself a thousand
Kraddick, but stronger on the Kit Kraddick Morning Show.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Don't like the song?
That was better.
Yay.
I'm going to say this, Caroline. It was better than John Mayer's win for a World of Change.
Wow.
I'm going to say that right now. I'm going to say it. I said it.
That
is
an honor.
That is excellent.
Caroline, that is so good.
That's a press release right there.
Yeah, go ahead and throw it out there. Tell Billboard all that good stuff.
Boss man George just texted me, must be nice being on the radio.
Yeah, must be nice to get your song played,
but
right?
This is available for people to go download,
all
right?
Platforms, yes. And if you actually buy it, so not on Spotify, if you buy it on iTunes or Amazon Music or whatever, all the proceeds will go back to Kits Kits.
There you go.
All the proceeds.
Yes.
Get that song.
I have
great.
My EP coming out next month, so I'm super excited about that. So that'll be a collection of all the songs I've been working on. And all that will go back to Kits Kits, too.
That means we're going to have a record release party.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like those. Because, you know, you get
free
to go
drinks.
Party.
Yeah. Be like that.
Yeah.
All right, Stronger. Caroline Kraddick, if you joined us late and you're listening to that song, going, man, that's a jam. Yeah, it's our girl Caroline. So get it. It's called Stronger. Get it. You're helping out Kits Kits. And we'll be on that trip here in about 6 weeks, Kid Nation.
Love it, Caroline.
Thank you.
Oh, do you have a podcast now?
I have a podcast.
Hey, what's the name of it?
Caroline's Obsession.
Uh-huh.
If you remember my little bit on the show years ago, we've turned it to a full-blown podcast.
Awesome.
And where can I get that?
Everywhere. It's
anywhere.
Available today. My best friend Nicole and I co-host. We talk about, you know, all the new things that we're obsessed with and our travels and our dating life and all that fun stuff.
You get all personal on that bad boy.
Yes.
Yeah, check it out. Caroline's Obsessions. It's a Kid Nation podcast, so she's part of our family. And we'll have the link up at kidnation.com. You want to stick around and try to give away some money right now, Caroline?
Duh.
Hit it, Trey.
Just at home working.
Right?
Trying to win some money.
How awesome was Caroline's song, Tara?
It was fantastic. Yes. I knew she was so talented.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Queen.
She is.
Yeah.
She's very talented. What you got going on today?
Oh, just working from home, trying to win this $5,000.
Oh, must be nice to work from home.
What
yeah.
work do you do at home?
I couldn't hear you, sorry.
What kind of work do you do at home?
Oh, I work for a doctor. I'm a coder.
Whoa.
Oh, doing those codes.
Yeah.
Well, you should be able to break our code right here because this is basically the game we're doing, Tara.
Pin code. Oh, it needs a pin code.
All right, Tara. You can win $5,000 if you give us the correct pin. What do you think it is?
I think it's 0467.
Access denied.
Oh, man. Hey, definitely call back if we don't get a winner here with the next one at 8:20 Central, okay? About an hour away, and you got another shot, okay?
All right.
Bye, Tara.
All right.
Have a wonderful day working from home, coding stuff. Jennifer, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, hi. Hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, hi, hi. What you got going on, Jennifer?
I'm at work. Glad it's Friday.
Yeah, and what do you do for work?
I'm a paralegal.
Nice. Working all that law stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we would love to give you $5,000. You got the pin?
6074.
Access
denied.
Oh, man. All right, Jennifer.
Thank you.
It's not over yet, though, Jennifer.
You know what that means, right?
What, big guy?
In 1 hour, we're going to give away $5,000.
Not even, man. 40 minutes
to
have you call in.
All right.
And this time around, we're not taking two guesses. We're going until we find a winner. So if you've been keeping track, you have a very, very good shot to win.
Okay.
We'll do it 40 minutes from now.
All right.
And I believe we have 12 total guesses left that have not been taken.
Okay.
That doesn't mean somebody's not going to use up one that has already been used. But, yeah, it's out there. And coming up next, I know you like $5,000, Kid Nation, but there's some things that Jenna really likes, and she wants to tell us all about it.
I don't know if it's as cool as $5,000. But it's up there.
It's up there.
It's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know what? As much as I love Halloween, I'm about to tell you what the most popular toys for Christmas are going to be and why you need to get them now.
Definitely. Got to get ahead of the game. We'll find out what those are next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, we're getting a lot of love for Caroline's new song called Stronger.
I'm just gonna get stronger.
Wow, beautiful song. I love this song. That song Stronger is amazing. Caroline, love the new song. Way to make me cry on a Friday. So great. We need to start working on the Stronger and Kelly's Kid Nation Rise Up mashup. Kelly Raspberry, you got to get on.
Right?
Yeah, I got to get you a collaboration with Caroline. If you go get
radio tour.
If you go get Stronger, by the way, all proceeds are going to go to our charity, Kids Kids. So pick it up, download it, buy it.
All proceeds from Rise Up go to me.
Dang. Thanks for clarifying.
So that's a song.
Just in case there was any confusion at all.
That's a song Kid Nation's really into.
That's going to be a battle for the trip, right? Which one we use?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. It's going to be tough.
No.
Stronger, Rise Up. I mean, they're both pretty good. And by the way, we have another chance for you to win $5,000. And by the way, not another chance. We are going to give away $5,000 in about 30 minutes. We'll have you call in.
All right.
But let's get into what Jenna's into this week.
That's what I like. That's what we like.
Did I tell y'all that I saw J Balvin last week?
Yes.
I got to go to the show.
So awesome.
So good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the show. And I don't understand half of the words that he's saying, more than half. But I love it. There's just a vibe.
It's a good vibe.
I really love it. And I say that to say this. There's a song that I love because I've always loved Major Lazer. This is the club hit.
Okay.
All right, so
okay.
You're going to have to get pumped up for this. But this is Major Lazer and J Balvin. Que calor?
Que calor.
Did I say that one?
Yeah, good job. Que calor.
What does it mean?
What color?
What color? Okay.
Oh, que calor.
Yeah. Que calor.
Hot.
So hot. Oh, okay. This one's easy to memorize.
Let's go.
Que calor.
Can you get a bottle of Tito's, please? Yeah, over here in the booth. The one that's $5,000. Yeah, we'll be over
here. Pero se aprendió la canción a la perfección. Por mi patria, por mi nación. Ninguna discriminación. Aquí no hay raza ni religión. Báilalo por obligación.
Qué calor. Qué calor. Qué calor.
I'm too old.
Oh, man, I can't. That song
say
is...
Say that out.
Que calor. J Balvin, Major Lazer.
I recommend watching the video, too, because it's full of dancing.
Yeah.
I love watching people dance.
So, que calor, not que color, calor.
Que calor.
How hot.
Gosh.
Temperature's hot in there.
Those words sound too similar for me.
We should learn it, Jenna.
What?
Maybe I'll do the translation for you on that song.
I would love that. Let's do that. Let's do that. Well, I love it. Okay. All right. So moving on a bit, I am going to touch on Halloween before I get to Christmas because that's the correct order of life. But a lot of people ask me where I get different little Halloween-y things that I wear. I'm telling you, you have enough time right now to do this. I wear that sweatshirt every year. I've had it for a few years and it's still for sale. And it says gorgeous. But it's, you know, G-O-R-E.
Like gory.
Gory. It has the blood, and it's really cute. It's $37. It's so comfortable. And it's on Etsy, and I have the link for you to go order it. They have some other Halloween things and really cute baby stuff. You know, things that have cute expressions, really affordable. I love Etsy. I just ordered my Halloween costume on Etsy.
Oh, you got it?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and my props. I love Etsy, but I put the link directly. It's going to be at kidnation.com, and I know we post it on our social media, too. But yeah, if you have enough time to just get something to be in the Halloween spirit or something cute for your baby to wear that's a little gory and creepy. Okay.
All right.
Now, we talked about Hailey Baldwin's wedding dress, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Done by the guy behind Off-White. He designed for Louis Vuitton for a while. His name is Virgil. Well, Virgil's about to drop a collection with IKEA.
furniture?
And I'm telling you this to give you a heads up because it drops November 1st. I'm sure that kind of thing is going to sell out. I don't know if it's going to be your vibe at all. Y'all may look at it and say, no, not for me. But it's cool because this guy is a super famous designer and he's doing a collab with IKEA. Uh-huh. So the stuff's quite affordable. But I mean, I'm talking IKEA furniture, right? And a very bizarre rug that's in the shape of an IKEA receipt. It's kind of funny. But, and you know, he writes on things, like he wrote on her dress, Till Death Do Us Part. That's kind of his signature. So he's doing that on other, you know, on the cloths and on other things. He's writing on a mat. It says wet grass, you see, yeah, to wipe your feet. So he writes, it's kind of cool and the stuff's affordable. So that drops November 1st at IKEA.
The IKEA receipt rug actually is low-key cool.
It's low-key cool. It's funny. Yeah. Funny. It looks like you dropped a big IKEA receipt on the ground. But there's just some weird cool stuff. So hey, you know what, with holidays coming up, someone likes that designer, that off-white, that collection will be cool for IKEA. And affordable, something finally affordable. Now, I'm not a mom, but I have friends with kids, and those are the ones you still have to buy presents for. And I have been scouring the internet to see, you know, the best list of the toys that are going to be popular, because now would be the time to get those things, right? And I had no idea that a new version of Tickle Me Elmo was still very popular. Have you heard of Love to Hug Elmo? I don't know if that's the more politically correct.
Love to Hug?
For the slightly older child, Love to Hug Elmo.
Okay.
That's going to be popular. But anyway, I found a list of must-have holiday toys for this year. So, again, if you have kids or a friend with kids and you need to buy something, go to the Spruce. The Spruce has the 36 must-have toys for Christmas 2019. Some cool stuff on here, though. The Harry Potter invisibility cloak. It comes with an app. So you buy this cloak, and then you take the kid's photo on within the app, and it makes them disappear.
Is it the green screen cloak?
Like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and then the app messes with it. That's really, really cool. All sorts of other really cool things. So the 36 must-have toys for Christmas of this year. And I know I love Halloween. I'm not trying to disrespect, but now's the time to get some of these things.
Yeah, you got
to because these
ahead
are the things that they're planning on selling out.
Or you could actually make some money, you know, when everybody's looking to get that toy. You buy it
now
and then sell it.
Another good idea.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But all of this stuff's currently available. And that's at the Spruce. But again, we're going to put all these links up at KidNation.com and we'll share it on our Instagram, which is also at KidNation.
Yeah, it is. So you got Que Calor, if you want to check out some J Balvin, Major Lazer, which is a super awesome song. You got that gorgeous sweater that Jenna always talks about.
Halloween Etsy shop.
Go to the Halloween Etsy shop. IKEA, the IKEA collection from Hailey Baldwin's designer, her wedding dress designer.
Virgil,
that looks pretty cool. And you got the Spruce with the 36 must-have toys for Christmas. All going to be up at KidNation.com. Thank you, Jenna. Hooking us up again.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
ATM Extreme. Great minds.
Wow. So our phone lines are completely full.
Okay, because we're going for it, right?
One of those is going to be $5,000 richer. And we're not stopping till you win that $5,000, Kid Nation. So let's start and let's get it going with Haley. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
I don't know that we've ever done it like this before.
We're going to give away a lot of money and we're just doing it?
Yeah.
I don't think so either, but we're doing it. That's how we roll. All right.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. I'm shaking.
Haley, what you got going on?
I'm actually in the car. I'm heading to Clemson for the game tomorrow. And
there
I'm doing a little work in Greenville today. So I never get to listen to y'all live because I'm always getting ready for work in the morning.
Well, look at you got in. And do you pronounce it Clemson or Clempson?
Clemson. There's a P.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
There's no P in the spelling, but
Kelly knows.
Now, ever since Kelly told us that, whenever I watch Game Day, the college game day, and they say Clemson.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
it's just nuts.
It irks me now.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, my gosh. It makes my skin crawl when they put a Z in there. It's Clemson.
I'm like, have no Tigers talked to you guys, you know?
Honestly, they've gotten better, though, since we've been racking up these national championships. People are starting to learn.
That's right.
There you go.
I love Dabo. Cool dude.
All right. He's the best.
Haley, let's see if you are our $5,000 winner. What do you think the pin is?
All right. I'm going to guess 7640.
Access denied. Oh, that would have been great out of the gate.
I know, that would have been great. But it's okay.
That's all right.
Have fun at the game.
I'm just glad to talk to you, JC, Jenna, Al, Kelly. Like, I love y'all. I can't even say everything I love about you because I know y'all have work to do and other calls to take.
No, we're listening.
Yeah, well, message it to us later. I love reading. Yeah.
We love you.
Love you, Haley. Have fun at the game.
Safe traveling, baby. Yep.
All right, let's move on here with Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
All right, we're going until we find a winner. Katie, what do you think the pin is?
6074.
Access denied. Oh, Katie, I'm so sorry. That was a repeat.
Oh.
It's okay, though. Hey, Katie gave her a shot.
Mine still hasn't been guessed.
Yours? I don't think mine has either.
No, you guys are still in, both of you.
Woo-hoo!
All right, maybe. All right.
Ashley, hello.
Hi, good morning, guys. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
All right, Ashley, we're getting really close to scoring $5,000. What do you think the pin is?
My guess is 7406.
Repeat.
Oh, Ashley, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was a repeat. That was actually Anna's guess.
Oh.
That was the first guess we got.
First one out of the gate, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you miss part of the show, and that's totally cool. Ashley, you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Deidre.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Deidre. We're looking for a $5,000 winner. Could it be you? Give us that pin.
I hope so. 6407.
Okay, that was a first time guest, so mark that one up.
Okay.
You haven't done so
all
yet.
All right.
Still in it. I'm still in it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly and Jenna still both
can't
in
win,
it.
But I'm so excited.
All right. Aisha.
Yeah.
Aisha, we're so stoked right now because somebody's going to win that money.
Come on, girl.
It's going to be me.
Oh.
Okay.
I like the confidence. What do you think the pin is?
I'm going to say 4067. It's the sound effect. That did it.
Hey, give it to us again, Aisha. Aisha, you just won $5,000. What are you going to do with that money?
My little one is turning 5 in November. We're going to Disney World.
Yay! Come see us.
Might be there with us.
Yeah, we're
going to. No, I'm going like the first week of November. I always miss you guys.
Oh, man. Okay. It's all good. You just prep it up for us. Get it ready. Warm it up. Nice.
Right. Yep.
Man, Aisha, what else you got going on this weekend,
right?
You know, I work at a jail. I'm taking the rest of the day off. I'm going to a movie or something.
Good for you.
Have you seen Hustler yet?
No, I have not.
There you go.
All right.
Hustle up on
that. That's an option.
Take this all in singles.
Yeah, I have it. Man, I have so many questions for people that work at jail.
4076?
Yeah.
4067.
4067. So that was not Kelly or Jenna's guess.
No.
It's okay, though.
Mine was close to that.
It was Aisha's guess. Aisha.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Aisha, congratulations.
Thank you.
And yeah, take the day off. Jail, Aisha's not coming into work today.
Not going to jail today.
Aisha, hold on for us. Thank you so much for listening. We'll get you all set up. $5,000. Boom.
Well, we said we were going to do it, and we did it.
We sure did. Now, we're going to take a break from Beat the Bank, and next week we're going to be skipping winter. So if you want to go to Florida, thanks to Visit Florida, just tell us about your hashtag winter problems at kidnation.com, and you'll win a vacation for two to the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel where you can soak up the sun and skip winter and all that cold.
There you go.
And by the way, Beat the Bank. Extreme is going to come back the following week after we skip winter.
Awesome. Okay.
Next week, skip winter. The following week, Beat the Bank Extreme.
And I'm hearing that we're putting a lot of $5,000 vaults in there.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what
George heard that? Right.
That's the rumor I just started, so now we have to do it. So, sorry about that, George. Feel Good Friday coming up next.
Yeah. I think we can, at least Aisha can probably call back.
Yeah. Aisha's on line 7. She wants to tell us that she just won $5,000 with Beat the Bank ATM. Feel Good Friday right there. But we want to hear about your Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation. Why are you so excited going into the weekend? Or what happened to you during the week that's got you smiling super big? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, we'll get into Feeling Good next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Feel good, no.
He adores me. And that shit make you feel good.
I know Aisha's feeling good. She just won $5,000 with Beat the Bank ATM.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Don't worry, Beat the Bank. Extreme is going to be back in 2 weeks. We'll take a week off next week and give you a trip to Florida. And then back to giving $5,000 away, hopefully. We got a feel-good Friday here in studio.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Kid Nation member Shaniqua and her baby girl,
Layla May.
They brought us tamales and pan dulce.
I'm in heaven.
I am going to find this restaurant, and I'm going to eat there every day.
Nico said it's in the hood.
I die.
It's in the hood, Kelly.
That's how you know it's good.
Yep.
It is in the hood.
Those are the best tamales I've ever put in my mouth.
So good. Mm-hmm. And she comes maybe like every 3 months, and she brings us food. Like,
but sometimes she cooks because she's a fabulous chef. Mm. Uh-huh. And then she knows all the good spots.
She knows how to make mole and pozole. She made herself a Latin man.
I was like just telling her, yeah, a Latin man. She tries to help me with my Spanish. I told her to get me some recipes, and then I thought, what am I doing? I'm just going to have you bring me food, and I'll pawn it off as my own.
Our phone number, by the way, if you got to feel good for us, Kid Nation's 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
To add on top of the feel good I got this morning from my tamales that I got, I feel good because my sister is in town visiting with her boyfriend, and tonight we're going to go to a concert.
Oh, cool.
And then they're going to get to watch my son play football tomorrow.
Oh, I bet that's their dream.
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we're going out for my wife's birthday. So we got a fun weekend ahead.
That's a lot of stuff.
We got a great restaurant for y'all to try.
Yeah,
it's tamale.
Yeah, you want us to come?
Oh yeah,
we might do that. Anybody else got to feel good? They want to share?
Huh?
Yeah.
Anna does. Go ahead, Anna.
Yeah, I'm headed to Austin this weekend for Austin City Limits. It's a 3-day music festival, and my boyfriend's going to be there, so I'm excited.
Yay, Ryan finally made it to the state, just not to the city Anna's in. Yes.
Getting closer and closer.
Jenna?
I'm always feeling good.
I feel good. Hi, McKinley.
Hey,
hello?
I'm going to... my feel-good Friday is that I am going to go see my very first Broadway show in Raleigh, in North Carolina, and I am going to see it with my family.
Oh, what show?
Yeah, what are you seeing?
I'm going to see Aladdin.
Good one. How old are you?
8.
Wow, that's going to be great.
I can show you the world.
Oh, I went so low.
Yeah, that's my line.
I went lower than you.
Come in as Jasmine. I'm like, whoa. You were in the all boys choir, Jenna, so of course.
It's the Cincinnati Boys Choir, yes. Okay?
McKinley, you have fun seeing Aladdin, okay?
Sorry.
Okay. I love
the show. We love you too, McKinley. Have a great weekend. That's a great karaoke song now, by the way. I got it back.
The Aladdin World?
Yeah, A Whole New World. That's the wife and
really?
My.
I'd have to go low with you, though.
I
couldn't do the girl part.
You just gotta open it up and go through from your diaphragm.
Thank you.
Yeah. What? Hi, Megan.
Hi. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe I'm talking to you guys. I've literally been listening to you for 11 years. Y'all were the
first. Wow.
Thank you.
On my very first car.
Oh my gosh.
I've been listening to you guys all this year. Oh, yeah, I'm 27 now, so I'm like the real adult. I'm a wedding planner. Well, kind of real. I pay most of my bills. But I have a side hustle and I'm a wedding planner. And I have a bride today who doesn't care that it's raining, does not care that it's cold. She's so excited to just get married. But it's kind of great that there's still love out there, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's my feel good.
A low maintenance bride?
She didn't get a bridezilla.
Awesome.
Oh, that's got to be great when you're a wedding planner.
Right. It's fine. A bride that says that, man, yeah. Love it.
I mean, because the last thing you want to do is get yelled at when you're planning somebody's party.
I bet it happens all the time.
Have fun, Megan. I hope the wedding goes off without a hitch. It's good for rain to be happening on the wedding day.
It's supposed to be good luck.
It represents wealth, they say. Oh. You're going to have a wealthy life.
Well, there you go.
I'm still trying to figure out what it means when you have an earthquake on your wedding day, because that's what I had.
Things are going to be shaky.
Shaky.
What's up, Matt? Matthew?
Oh, we lost the connection.
Bye, Matt.
Matt wanted to let us know he called 5,432 times trying to play Beat the Bank ATM.
Uh-huh. And he just got through and he's connected.
And he didn't get through, but he's not even mad.
That's hilarious. Uh-huh.
And now his phone cut out. At least it cut out when it wasn't a contest, though. That's the good news.
Right.
Hey, Becky.
Hey.
It's Becky with the good hair.
What's up?
Well, today's my birthday. I'm 55 and I'm officially retired after 25 years of law enforcement.
You go.
Oh,
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you so much for
happy
your service.
Happy birthday, happy retirement.
Thank you, and I'm glad I got to talk to y'all. I got to meet y'all in New Orleans, too, so this is even a treat, even better treat.
Awesome. All right. What are you doing to celebrate today?
I'm actually taking my dog to the vet.
That's always cheap.
Was your dog a police dog?
I had two canines, but this one is not a canine.
That was just a house
She's
dog.
Just my pet.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, right. Awesome. Thank
well,
you
happy
for
birthday.
25 years
Thank
of service.
You.
And happy yep. birthday, Becky, with the good hair.
I bet that's hard to transition from a canine, and then you have your dog at home that's kind of dumb.
And doesn't listen.
And you're just like, my work dog's way better than you.
My work dog chased down two drug dealers and arrested them.
What have you done today?
You peed on the carpet.
That's your side piece dog.
Yeah.
Paciano.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
What's your feel-good Friday?
I'll be flying out to Vegas for the weekend
with the
wife celebrating 15 years.
Wow.
Nice. Where y'all staying?
I have to be Paris.
Paris, okay.
Paris. They have the best Italian restaurant. I'm not joking. In the Paris hotel, there's an Italian restaurant. We went for my birthday a couple years ago, and I always order, if you like martinis, I already always order a slightly dirty Grey Goose martini, blue cheese olives. And the man said, have you had the truffle martini?
Ooh.
No, I have not. Fabulous. At the Italian restaurant there. So go have one.
How's their French food, though?
Well, it's like there's a whole mall
it's
at the
Martorano's,
bottom of it.
Kelly.
Martorano's.
It's so good.
They call it a splashy Italian.
Happy
movie.
Anniversary, big dog.
Have fun, man.
They have all the TVs there. They're playing all these great Italian movies while you're eating, like The Godfather and stuff. All of those are playing in the restaurant while you're eating.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
So what's your feel-good Friday for us?
Well, first of all, I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Love you too.
Great.
Thank you.
I love looking to you.
Thank you.
So my boyfriend started his own business, and it's funny because yesterday you talked about a Brandon and his business card, and it's that. Just kidding. It's not that Brandon.
What kind of business did you guys start?
It's a pest control business.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I wanted to shout it out. I'm super excited for him. I'm nervous and scared, but super excited.
Well, I know it's a mixed emotion, right?
Yeah, you'll do fine. You put in that hustle, and you guys get out there and kill those mosquitoes.
Hey. As long as there's bugs.
Never underestimate the value of a good exterminator.
You will never go out of business because there's always going to be pests out there.
Yep.
That and funeral homes. You're always going to be needed.
That business is kind of
And heating and air conditioning.
And heating and air,
And a good plumber.
And
a good concrete.
You work on cars, too. We're going to need
concrete.
What's up, Isaiah?
Hello.
What's your feel-good Friday, dude?
I'm my brother's best man, even though I was a third choice.
What happened to number one and two?
They're stationed in California right now.
Oh, so they're serving our country. Hey, well, congratulations on choice number three.
Thank you.
Have fun at the wedding, buddy.
That's funny.
I was number three choice for a guy's prom date. That just brought back up.
You still went though?
It was the first time I'd ever been asked, well, it was a banquet, you know, we called it. Third choice. I was like, all right.
I guess I'll go with you.
My girlfriend can't go. My ex-girlfriend can't go. Will you go? Okay.
You're the only one left here in Holt.
Did you guys make out at the banquet?
He kissed me at the end.
Oh, he did? Okay, good.
Yeah, he did.
It was like a courtesy kiss. Yeah.
Did you think about being the third choice when he kissed you?
It was nice, and then he wanted to date me a little bit after that.
Oh, really?
It just kind of didn't work out, yeah.
Oh, that's good, though.
We went back to number two.
Hey, what's number two of a single again?
Yeah. I got bumped back down.
What's up, Samantha?
Hi.
Hello.
So, I'm so excited. My son is in kindergarten, and his whole life we've preached three rules. Be kind to others, be kind to yourself, and be kind to your surroundings. So, I got an email from a teacher today that he's getting an award because he's witnessed two children being bullied, and he's, like I said, he's tiny. Well, he's huge for his age, but he's tiny. And he's getting an award because we read this book, Have You Filled a Bucket Today? And he went up to the bullies and said, you're being a bucket dipper, not a bucket filler, and you can't fill your own bucket by dipping into his.
Wow.
He stood up to the bullies.
Aww,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So he was, you know, he saw kids being upset, and he took it upon himself to go make them feel better.
Samantha, what's your son's name?
His name is Owen.
Owen, good job, buddy. Stand up to those bullies. Get out there. And what was the name of that book? I got to get it.
It's called Have You Filled the Bucket Today.
Have You Filled the Bucket Today. So if your parents are looking for your kids to be a little bit better, there you go. A little idea there from Samantha and her son.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.